Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Richard Patterson singing, "He Did It All For Me." And also Richard singing, "He's Coming Back." And then part four of Pastor Duck's message, entitled, "Our God Is Always Victorious." From Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 21 through 24.
Promise he has made me. Where I am, well, you can be. looking down at the signs of His returning. It won't be long, it may just be the day. How many times have I dreamed of His appearing, when He will take His bride away? I'm making plans to attend that marriage supper on that great eternal wedding day. Now He's coming back on silver clouds of glory. He's gonna take me away. I'm looking now at the signs of His returning. It won't be long, it may just be today.
He's still God. He's still in control. And I'm telling you what, our nation and the world's nations are about to experience the hand and the might of God. Because one day, I believe soon and very soon, there's going to be a shout from heaven. And in the moment and the twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed. Hallelujah. We will be walking on this old earth, but one day we'll be walking on a street of gold. We right now see nothing but problems, but one day we're going to see the provider of all hope. And His name is the Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be unto God. I've got that blessed hope. I know of that glorious appearing. I'm listening for that shout. And I know that when that shout happens, praise God, I got a promise. In the moment and the twinkling of an eye, I shall be changed, for I shall see Him face to face and behold His glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let me hurry up. Psalm 11 and 3, and I preached on this just recently. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? You know, the Bible is truth today. It is the rule book. It is the book of blessings. It's the book that we are to be living by. It's the book that will set you free. It's the book today that will give you hope. Amen. It's the book today that will break every yoke of bondage. It's the book today that will bring you out and bring you in. It's the book today that will meet your every need. It's the book today that will solve your every problem, regardless. Hallelujah. The Bible, the Word of God today, it's the living, breathing Word of God. God spoke it. God declared it. God today has given it. And we need to live it, because that's the course of victory for our life. Amen. Love it. Live it. In Jesus' name, amen. The Bible will bring you back to moral sanity. The Bible today will bring you back to righteousness. The Bible will bring you back to integrity. The Bible will bring you back to responsibility. The Bible will bring you back to the core values of the greatness of Almighty God. The Bible today will bring about holiness in your life, that you can live holy and not by compromise. The Bible will bring you back to the blessings of God once again. Oh, I tell you, we need to be blessed. But you're only going to be blessed when you meet the conditions of the Word of God. Amen. And you've got to receive it. You've got to believe it. And you've got to live it by faith. Amen. And here's the second thing, and I'm through. The second thing that you've got to overcome is temptation. Temptation reveals who we really are. It tells the story. Be assured God's on His throne. And be assured today God is even still in this world. And you know what? I'm glad that He's in our presence 24/7. There's never a time that God's not with me, and not a time that God's not for me. You may be facing temptations today, but you know what God is going to do? He's there to deliver you and to bring you out of what you're in. Force yourself to obey God. When your flesh is tugging at your coattail and trying to pull you into deception and pull you into sin, say, no, I'm not going that way. Stand true to God's Word. Let me tell you what. Don't give in to your problem. We have the problems, and we let the problems defeat us and pull us deeper into the transgression of our sin. You can lean on today one who's called the problem solver. Amen. God will get you through the hour of temptation. Amen. Oh, you need to look to Him today. You need to trust in Him. You need to rely on Him. You need to get in His arms and stay there praise God, because in His presence is fullness of joy. In His presence is the power of God. In His presence is the favor of God. Hello, church. Get where God's at, stay there. Get where God's at and stay there, amen. See, what you don't master will master you. Amen. God has a promised land for you. But I'm going to tell you, it's going to take perseverance to get through your problems. It's going to take performance in the proclamation of God's Word. Call the Word of God to get the release of the victory and the favor and the anointing and the goodness and the blessing and the abundance and everything that God has declared in His Word. Glory. It's all in Him today. Amen. If you're going to be more than a conqueror, it's only going to happen through Jesus Christ. So God is always victorious. And He can solve your sin problem. He can solve your financial problem. He can solve your doubt problem. He can solve your faith problem. He can solve your depression problems. He can solve your home problems. He can solve your relational problems. My God, there's nothing my God can't solve. There's not a need He can't meet. There's a God today who's already defeated. My God, at the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, He defeated every sin and shame and shackle that would try to bind us today. And glory to God, He set us free. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. See, you've got to include Christian growth in your Christian faith. You've got to put God first. Be a Christian of victory, church. Be a Christian of victory. Stop listening to what the world, stop listening to what ABC, NBC, MSNBC, Fox News, all the news media sources today. They're nothing but perpetrators of lies and deceit. I'm not going to listen to what they say, because they come with bondage. But my God, who wrote this book, comes with victory and liberation and freedom and goodness and all the great things that God has declared in this Word. I'm going to trust the Lord and what He said, because He is my victory. He is my victory. And He's got a victory for you today. Anything that's trying to encumber your life and pull you down to the depths of despair, it's time today for you to release those things unto God and rise up today and trust your Lord. Amen. Go through your problems with today the godliness that you have in the Lord and the faith that you've got in His Word. And know that with God, you're always victorious. Are you ready to receive today? Are you ready to receive what God's got for you? See, you got a choice here, and I'm through. You got a choice. You can stay like you are and what you're in. And you walk out of this church today, the same mess that you've been in, defeated, discouraged, down and out, and living in your problems and seeing no ray of hope. Or today you can come and put it before the Lord and trust Him and walk out of here victorious. Do you know Jesus is your Savior? Bow your head a moment. If you've never asked the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart and your life, He's offering you salvation, for the Word declares salvation is of the Lord. So today, if you've never asked Him into your heart and your life, say, you're going to die and go to hell. You're going to die and go to hell. But God is offering you a life. He's offering you an opportunity to come and to give your heart and your life and your soul to Jesus Christ.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Remember, the phone number is 434-845-8796. And press option number 4 and let the pastor know. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.